we can realize our eternal position through love, through devotion, faith in that. Therefore, our philosophy is to bring us to the faith platform of faith so we can perform some austerity. This is the continuous philosophy we find in every part of our books. That the beginning is that faith is Trinada Pisini Shena Tariva Sahishnuna. Faith that I'm actually quite small. Otherwise, if I'm this body, what hope is there? If everything my experience is going to be this body and that's it, there's not, and however great I want to be in this estimation of the world, whether I become Napoleon or Julius Caesar or whoever, still it's quite a limited experience according to history. They've all come and gone. And if you found out where is the remains of Napoleon's body right now, you wouldn't be very attracted to get his association. Even a statue, Prabhupada said, that they have a statue of Napoleon in France, and every year they go there and they clean his statue because they want to honor him, give him some puja. So they have to climb up on top of the statue and scrape off all the bird stool that's accumulated during the year. And then they do, for one day, they do some puja, some worship, some glorification, Napoleon. And the next day, the birds come back and make their offerings to Napoleon. And as far as we know, one of those birds could be Napoleon. So is that what we want to wind up? An attempt to become great in the material world. And even they build a statue for us, the main association we get is with the birds, their offering. But that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to become not an associate of this body or any other body in the material world, is becoming an associate of Krishna. And by hearing Krishna's glories, with the right attitude, actually we are associating with Krishna. Due to our unconscious condition, we may not fully realize it, but we're actually associating with Krishna, just like if you put an iron in a fire, then the iron gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And if we keep it in the fire, then eventually it'll actually become like the fire. So our philosophy is how to keep our minds on Krishna and not get distracted by material allurements, by the promise of happiness through material means, but to become convinced that there's happiness through spiritual means. So that's called humility, that I'm not God, and I'll never become God. But there is a God, and he's the most attractive God, Krishna. Then we'll be willing to trinada peace and each torar eva sahishna. Do some austerity, which means tolerance. Brahma sat in meditation for thousands of years of the demigods. But what was his austerity that his tapasya, which he heard, trying to fix his mind on Krishna? That's the main austerity. Because the one thing we don't want to give up in the material world is our false ego. People sacrifice their body, as Jarasandha said, that he was willing to give his head to Krishna and Bhima and Arjuna if he could get immortal fame. So for a false ego, we'll even sacrifice our body if we think our false ego will be satisfied. So we have a choice. Either we can follow our false ego and do whatever it demands from us to gratify ourselves, or we can tolerate our false ego and engage ourselves in trying to fix our minds on Krishna as a servant, not as a competitor, like Kamsa also fixed his mind upon Krishna and fear, but we want to fix our minds upon Krishna by love. First of all, we have to understand everything belongs to Krishna, and that we're simply, actually are his humble servants, and then practice through the austerity, and this age, as Prabhupada points out, is by the chanting of Hare Krishna. But the Sankirtan movement, all this service we're doing, is supposed to be directed towards pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose very presence brings Vrindavan, the atmosphere of Vrindavan there. Especially when we do service where we can fix our mind upon Krishna, then we can see it's like chanting japa, even more powerful. Because when we're chanting japa, our minds can wander and no one's more or less giving us feedback where our mind is going. We can be chanting up, sitting up straight, chanting very nicely. Everyone thinks we're in ecstasy. And we're actually in Disneyland somewhere. But when you go out and book distribution, or even Harinam, or any other service, then we get feedback right away. People will tell us that we're not as great as we're imagining ourselves in our dreamlike state. And that's poison to the false ego. That's exactly where we don't want to, the false ego doesn't want to be. So the tendency is the false ego will immediately demand, leave this place immediately. Let these people go to hell, but protect me. Your false ego is the most important thing in this universe, for you at least. So that's called tapasya, or austerity. Now, if we're not on book distribution, still living with the devotees is austerity enough. Because they don't tell us all the time how wonderful we are. Justly or unjustly, they may even criticize us, or even hint that we're eligible to be criticized. And that's unbearable for the false ego. Even a hint, even an indirect inference that we're not perfect is like disaster for the false ego. So even living in the association of devotees is quite an austerity. But we can only get through that austerity if we stop trying to get honor for ourselves, but try to actually work on our real selves, the spiritual self. In other words, any honor going to this body is actually not honor to our real selves. It's just the arrangement of Krishna by his mercy. We may be praised for what Krishna is doing, for what the internal energy, spiritual energy is doing, and we're simply agreeing to be an instrument. So when we want to be praised for what we think we're doing, that's simply illusion, because we're not doing it. The credit actually goes to the spiritual energy, and ultimately goes to Krishna's representatives who are engaging us in the spiritual energy by their instructions, by their opportunities to serve them. But if we want to take credit for what we're doing, then we have to also be in the material conception of life, which is rather bothersome because we have to accept the threefold miseries. But we're used to it. We think sometimes that if I gratify my false ego, that surpasses any kind of problems that threefold miseries will give me. Even I'm burning in hell, still I think I'm really the best one in hell here. My body's inflamed. When my body burns, it's the brightest. Somehow or another, one will find some reason to be proud, even in hell. But if we can tolerate our false ego, then and not demand respect for ourselves, then we can actually start appreciating the spiritual energy, how others are engaged in the spiritual energy. How others' activities are actually the manifestation of Krishna's internal energy, and we can start appreciating the spiritual energy, how it's working. And then even we can see our activities as the spiritual energy's mercy, coming through Krishna's devotees and from Krishna himself, ultimately. Then we can start appreciating everything and developing some taste, and with little taste, we can give up this attachment to dhanam, that I need wealth for my security, for my comfort. I need dhanam to serve me, for my wealth, and my comfort, and my security. I need sundarim to tell me I'm actually a good person when I'm a rascal. I need some kind of appreciation for my false ego. And I need, of course, liberation from all distress. I should be in this material world and be happy, free from all misery all the time, and comfortable. And if I can't find it in the Hare Krishna movement, then I'm going to find it outside the Hare Krishna movement. And if I'm forced to be in the Hare Krishna movement, and I can't find this in the Hare Krishna movement, I'll just imagine I'm finding it in the Hare Krishna movement. I'll let my mind imagine that I'm getting wealth, fame, adoration, comfort, and that every day I'm getting closer to becoming a little bit more supreme, at least in the Hare Krishna movement. No, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhakti ahai tu ki twayi. I don't want any of these things. I just want to be engaged in pure devotional service. I want to connect with you through faith, through austerity, through devotion. I want to keep connecting with you and not get deviated from these illusory allurements, from this imagination within my mind who's constantly trying to tell me that, just relax a little bit, enjoy on the mental platform. Don't take this Hare Krishna mantra so seriously. Who could believe that Krishna and his name are not indifferent, or that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? Who could believe it? Relax. Listen to your voice of your mind and try to enjoy. Squeeze out a little bit of profit, adoration, distinction, at least subtly for a moment, while you're going through this harsh austerity of chant, of associating with Krishna through his holy name. So we can get through that if we're convinced that Krishna actually is the Supreme, and that we should actually focus our attention and give our love to him. Then we can actually feel ourselves to be just like an atom at his lotus feet. We can actually take shelter of him and not be so easily deviated from the purpose of becoming Krishna conscious and engaging Krishna's loving service. That even Srimati Radharani, she doesn't think, I'm the internal energy of Krishna, I'm the source of everything, what do I need this austerity for? What do I need this faith in Krishna for? What do I need this devotion? I'm the perfect manifestation of all this spiritual energy. Krishna is at my fingertips. I should be served and loved by all my gopi friends. No, she's thinking, I'm the lowest. I'm insignificant. Only by the mercy of my gopi friends am I engaged in Krishna's service at all. Otherwise, Krishna would never accept me. So she's the humblest. And therefore she has the most love for Krishna also. You can't be popped up and proud and say, hey Krishna, come over here. Here's my foot. You can't have a relationship with love in that kind of attitude. Love means surrender, service, wanting to please the person. That's real love. And Srimati Radharani is the manifestation of that energy. And if we want to dovetail, we come, as Prabhupada said, with the fire, the transcendental fire of mutual interest. Then we have to develop that mutual interest. We have to become convinced that actually my goal in life is Krishna, my relationship with him. And I'll achieve it by performing devotional service, by not becoming a lord by so many different conceptions of life while I'm doing my service, wondering what the results will be, if people will love me and appreciate me for my service. And if they do, then the Hare Krishna movement is nice that day. If they don't, then I'm in the wrong place. Let me find some place where I can be loved and appreciated for whatever I'm doing, and if not, at least I can be by myself with my cat and my dog and let them appreciate me. So, here Devaki and Vasudev, they've gone through the austerity to get Krishna. So we should also go through the austerity to get Krishna. They had faith, otherwise how could they eat leaves for 12,000 years of the demigods unless they believed that they were actually going to become the father and mother of Krishna. So we have to believe that if I do my service right, with the right attitude, and the right consciousness, then I'll also become closer to Krishna. And if we don't have that faith, then anything that's intolerable to the false ego would demand that we leave this place or get into a fight with the devotees or something which will take us further and further away from Krishna consciousness. And if we can tolerate the false ego, tolerate the urges of the mind and the senses, and try to remain humble and tolerant, then we can start seeing things more clearly. That the real person we're complaining about is Krishna, ultimately. That we're not snapping our fingers, and he's not coming immediately to massage our lotus feet for all our fantastic service we're rendering to him. No, we can see that the real problem is my attachment to my rascal mind. That's my problem. I'm a spiritual soul. I'm eternal. I'm worthy of even my own appreciation because I'm part and parcel of Krishna. We should love ourselves. This philosophy is not to demean ourselves. Walk around the whole day, I'm a rascal, I'm a fool, I'm no good for nothing. I should jump over this bridge. Do something useful. No, we're part and parcel of Krishna. So we're also beautiful. We also have the same quality in minute part and minute quantity as Krishna. So we can even love ourselves. It's natural. We don't hate ourselves. We don't demean ourselves. But we try to accommodate for our real selves. And we'll actually love ourselves more when we love Krishna. Because we'll see how beautiful we actually can be. And when we love Krishna, we'll see that he's infinitely more beautiful than we are. That we're within him. And therefore we'll see that whatever good qualities we love about ourselves, he has even more lovable qualities, infinitely more. And therefore we'll love him even more than we love ourselves. Although that may be inconceivable. Except from the point of view right now, we love this body more than we love ourselves. We love our minds, our moods more than we love ourselves. We love our conceptions even more. We love our real conceptions. So right now we're also in love. But we just have to get another object of love, Krishna, and then we can compare them. And when we find out Krishna is actually much nicer than the other objects of love that we're attached to now, then gradually we'll transfer our love to Krishna by practical experience. But it takes some time. Hopefully not 12,000 years of celestial years of the demigods. We don't have that much time here. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and he's established the atmosphere of Vrindavan if we serve his movement, if we serve his mission. If we serve his mission and we remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then gradually he'll introduce us to the atmosphere that he's creating by his very presence and his constant feeling of separation from Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan. By service, then gradually we'll be introduced to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his disciples' succession of acharyas, and therefore we'll always feel like we're in Vrindavan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore chanting of Hare Krishna will be spontaneous and automatic. And as they become pleased, then gradually we'll enter deeper and deeper in Vrindavan and our life, and then we'll realize who we actually are. We'll start working in our real position as Krishna's eternal servant. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, that part of philosophy that devotee prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtaka, that he is ready to serve again and again, to be servant life after life. So is the main point of that philosophy that we are ready to come back to the Krishna in this lifetime, but if Krishna, like our master, want me is by some reason to suffer again and again life after life, he is my master, I accept that. Is that, well, I mean, expression no. of humility or...
No, that's not humility, it's reality. Krishna doesn't want us to suffer life after life. He wants us to go, at least to be in, on the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness, even in this lifetime. But we're attached to wealth. We're attached to beautiful women or handsome men, powerful men. We're attached to followers. We're attached to these things. We're attached to freedom from comfort, from misery and comfort. We're attached to these things. And because of that, we have to come back. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even if I have to come back, then at least let me engage in your devotional service.
If I have to come back again and again, that point.
Yeah, he's not asking. Or let me be on the spiritual platform without these things, without wealth and followers and beautiful, without attachment to them. Let me be on the spiritual platform. And if I have to come back in this material world, I won't be in the material world. I'll still be in the spiritual world. If I'm completely engaged in Krishna's service, then I won't be affected by these things.
Thank you.
Anything else? Well, Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.